in like good spirits. I need it.
Kix 96.9.
So it's Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday.
This Tuesday.
So Tuesday though?
Tuesday, no, I'm meeting somebody.
Come on, we got a show to do.
Alright now, let's get with it.
I hate this word, but this is gonna be epic!
This is gonna be epic, bro.
It's the Kix Morning Show, JP Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. September 14th. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Doing all right.
All right.
Played a lot of volleyball last night.
Oh,
how'd
yeah.
How'd
said you had a marathon volleyball around.
Yeah, yeah, well, actually, our 6:30 team didn't show up. I think they were scared. Yeah.
They didn't show up?
They didn't show up. They must have been scared that we were going to put a whooping on them.
They probably heard about you on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't get to play the 6:30, but 7:30, 8:30 went all right, actually. Went pretty good. But I must have been out of it. I don't even remember falling asleep on my couch yesterday, like late afternoon. But it was one of those where your arms are like totally above you and you're like sweating and you're just out like a light.
Like,
because my boyfriend came home from the gym at 5:57 p.m. and was like, aren't you going to volleyball?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what happened?
Did a massive nap.
Wow.
Yes. And I had no alarm set. I was out. I would have kept sleeping. And then I rushed to get there for no 6:30 volleyball, which
thank
sucked,
God you didn't miss out on volleyball.
I know.
That you actually woke up on time. Ish.
Ish. Ish.
You must have needed that. I mean, that's when your body's telling you, no, you just need to reboot the system.
It's just one of the strangest feelings in the world. I don't even remember really feeling that tired.
Really?
That's so
and it
weird.
Just hit you.
Yeah.
Where you just got to take a break.
Yep.
Yeah, that's nice. That's,
so, yeah.
That happens.
It was an interesting okay. night into today.
Okay. Well, did you get any sleep? No.
Some.
Okay. All yes. right. Well, you look okay.
Thank you.
Good morning, Husker Nick. How are you?
I'm good. Can I tell you my sleep story?
Yeah, yes. Go for it.
You guys are not, you're going to laugh so hard. So Saturday night. Yes, yeah, Saturday night. I'm fast asleep. Like, I wasn't feeling good, so I took some NyQuil and it knocked me out. I had the craziest dream. There was a zombie apocalypse. People were trying to break into my house. I had it all boarded up, you know, to keep the zombies
wow.
out.
Oh
but
God.
Like some people were trying to break in and they wanted to hurt my family. So this dude's in here and he's kind of like Negan from Walking Dead. And he's okay. like, he's like got a gun. And he's like, I'm going to kill you and I'm going to kill your family and I'm going to take your house. And I said, well, if you're a real man, you'd fight me. So he puts his gun down. And in my dream, I punch him square in the face with my left hand. At that moment in real life, I punched my wife square in her left butt cheek.
What?
In her left butt cheek?
Yeah. She was like all curled up crazy. And like I was sleeping on my side. I punched her in the butt cheek.
Oh, and right in the butt.
She got so mad. She woke up mad at me still. The next morning, I was like, honey, I was asleep. I've never done anything like that before. Like
that's
I was asleep.
Hilarious.
And like it was your butt cheek. My hand hurts. You that just says your butt is in great shape.
In amazing
like
shape,
I got apparently. A sore wrist right now from punching your butt cheek.
Oh
and
my
she
God,
was
that's
still
so
mad
funny.
At me.
That
she woke
is...
up mad at me till like noon. She was mad at me.
That's hilarious.
How crazy is that? Oh,
you're lucky
gosh.
It was her butt cheek.
I know. Gosh, if she'd have been rolled over the opposite direction, it would have been a disaster. But
oh
yeah,
God.
I how weird is that? And I was like, honey, I was protecting you in my dream. Like, I don't know what to tell
right.
you.
Yeah, take it on the bad guy.
You should be thanking me for protecting you from that bad guy that was trying to break
wow,
into the house.
Wow, how ungrateful.
Right, where's that at? But yeah, so like, I've never done anything like that in my life. I called my mom. Apparently my father is like very active in his sleep. Like, he'll like sometimes he'll like tapping her on the shoulder and then she rolls over and he's just fast asleep, you know, like
ew,
I don't know.
Oh
yeah,
God.
That's hilarious.
So yeah, no, I totally socked my wife in the butt cheek.
All right. So Jess is gonna be sleeping with her, like not sleeping at all. She's gonna be keeping an eye on you at night, probably.
She's had to do that for about 20 years.
He's probably gonna have to go sleep on the couch.
Once she falls asleep, that's when I try to make my move and then wake her back up, you know. So.
She's
used to that crap.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
part
show.
Part of, yeah, part of the deal.
That's okay.
Wait, are you asleep?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, you up?
Hey. All right, you don't have a headache right now, I doubt.
You up?
Yeah, you up?
No, right? I'm sleeping.
I'm sleeping. Coming up, we'll get you a Dan Ever Dumb. Jesse wants a second date beyond just the Tinder date that he had. We'll get that. We'll get the creepy things your kids have said or done. for Kane Brown tickets. We'll have more Kane Brown tickets with JP Mix as guests and a lot more coming up.
Wake up with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Don't be today. Country mornings are the best.
Kicks 96.9.
I'm in love, I don't care who knows it.
It certainly isn't easy finding the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. But once you start dating someone, when you know it's the right time to take things in the next step and make it legal, there's a survey that's out that tells you exactly when that time is.
Okay.
We should test out Coriel and see if...
I think we should test you both Jackson of you.
Yeah, we should test...
You both are in this category.
Us both, then, don't you think?
Okay.
JP seems like he's in L-O-V-E, so we should figure this out.
I like how you spell it out.
L-O-V-E.
Well, I didn't want him to know what I was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the biggest signs that a relationship is getting serious. How about introducing your partner to your family and friends?
Okay, check mark box. What do you think, guys?
I've done that, JP. Yep.
Ditto.
Okay. All right, one and one.
Meeting the parents.
Oh my gosh. Were you nervous?
Meeting the parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, were you both nervous?
No.
I was, because I really didn't want to mess it up.
Was it nervous that your boyfriend, your dad would meet your boyfriend, or vice versa, that Jackson would have to meet Storm?
Oh, wait, no. I was more nervous that I'd have to meet his parents. My dad.
Oh, you were more than...
Because I know what to expect from my dad. My dad will just be like, what's up?
Okay.
You know?
He'll show up in his underpants at the front door.
Were you nervous,
hey,
JP?
No. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. Labeling the relationship.
Well, yeah, but it took me a while.
What about you, JP?
It took a little bit, yeah.
How long did it take before each of you decided to call them your significant other, your boyfriend, girlfriend? Coriel's probably like 2 years.
It probably did take you a long time.
Oh, label.
JP was like 5 minutes.
Well, I lovingly call Jackson a dingus. Doesn't that mean we're dating?
Dingus,
like he's my boyfriend?
Yeah, in your language,
you?
Yes, that
no,
would be right.
It took me a little while. He asked me to date him initially, and I said, can you not do this right now, please? Like, that freaks me out. Like, can we just keep doing what we're doing? Because
that's a good sign.
And he was like, oh, my that's God. Funny. I'm never asking you again.
Deleting dating apps on your phone.
Oh, why yes. Did you guys do that?
I did that really early on just because I hadn't used them in so long.
I've never used a dating app.
JP.
I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Oh. Okay, I believe that.
Good morning, good night, texts and calls. Does that happen quite a bit?
Yes. God.
Why is that a bad thing? Why are you,
I don't
like,
know.
Shrinking
it just sounds,
away from it.
It just sounds so cliche.
What about you, JP?
Oh, yeah. No, that's easy. That's easy. That's every morning.
Oh, my God.
Why are you oh, my God-ing?
I don't know. It just sounds... It sounds like a script.
But I also found a different list. It's the top real signs your partner is the one.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
To just kind of flip it on you, Coriel.
The reality of this.
Okay.
She gets why it's only passing interference when the other team commits it.
No, I do,
oh,
I do not.
Pass interference.
Okay, I know. Gotcha. Yeah. I'm not privy to it.
Whenever you ask, how do I look, he knows to lie.
No, he'll be honest to me.
He's pretty straight shooter.
He's a straight shooter.
What about you, JP? Do you lie to her whenever
oh,
she
no.
asks you that?
No.
You're like, dude, hideous.
I had a horrible marriage, so I learned to just be a straight shooter.
I mean, he'll be nice about it, but like if I'm like, what do you think? He'll legitimately be like, do you want to dress up a little more, or do you want to?
Oh, do you got some effort in you today?
Do you want to like do a little
yeah.
more? And I'm like,
yeah, that's,
oh my
that's
god,
great, but you
yeah,
might
literally, that's his way of
more.
Being like, you're gonna like yeah. take your hair
hey,
down, or and I'm like, oh.
Coriel, I just want you to know that was a really you efforted, and if you could jog back upstairs, and,
yeah,
on
hey,
the hop, kid. Let's
you know
go.
What? You're on the right track, but let's go
going.
Back to the drawing board.
Yeah, let's try again, but this time maybe like.
I have faith.
Effort.
I have faith in you. Let's go.
You can
yeah.
do this.
Makeup goes on your lips, not your forehead. You'll get this. You got it, girl.
He gives
that's
you
lipstick, not eyeshadow.
He gives you 90% of the shower caddy is yours.
Oh, I have full reign of yes.
No questions asked.
Yes.
Don't worry. Once you're married, you just each get your own shower. You get your own bathroom.
Nice.
You never have to cross paths.
Jackson, I have a lot of product that I don't use, and Jackson has a lot of product that he does use. He uses more, like, help, like, I don't know, upkeep stuff than I do.
And finally, she acts like that smell really did come from the dog.
Well, I don't have a dog, and I own it, so that's so I don't do that.
You don't have to worry about that.
No. Sometimes I'll pretend like it isn't me. Just everyone, if I have the chance to, if I'm in public, I'll pretend like it isn't me, but he always knows.
That's funny.
We'll come back. We'll be out with friends, and then we'll get back to the car, and like it'll be like an hour and a half later on. We'll just be driving, and he'd be like, I know it was you that ripped, but... back there, and I'll just die. And I'm like, yeah, that was me.
That's hilarious. You guys have a very special relationship.
Thank
I like
you.
If you can fart and be
do you,
okay with
do you
it
guys toot around each other?
Not really. No,
really.
I don't.
JP
know.
Also, when he farts, it's like roses. He doesn't have stinky farts.
No.
In all the years
what's
working
that,
here,
what's
you guys
that
have not,
like?
Yeah, you've not had to deal with a stinky fart from me.
No, he's.
Oh,
got,
that's right.
Nick's hot boxed this place before.
Hell yeah.
I've hot boxed.
You have too, Coriel.
I usually try to do it on purpose.
She's like,
I think it's funny.
All of a sudden, under her breath, I'm sorry.
JP drinks too many foo-foo beers for that thing to smell.
It's all, it? Yeah, all yeah. Foo-foo fruity beers.
It is. It's foo-foo fruity beverages.
Make your tummy
he
feel
farts
good.
Daiquiris is what it does.
Make your tummy feel good and your relationship will
grow.
Third. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
All the way to Nitty Gritty from Music City. We'll also get some good things. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Oh, and we have these for you, too.
Kicks Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Start my day off on the right stuff.
Yeah, it makes me get pumped.
Brightens up your day.
Kicks 96.9.
Well, Thomas Rhett celebrates another number one. Blake Shelton celebrates 20 years. How performing is basically a sport, according to Tim McGraw and more.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your Nitty Gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Well, Gwen Stefani's pretty proud of her hubby, Blake Shelton. She proudly showed off his recent Recording Industry Association celebration of his 20-year career.
That's awesome.
20 whole years in the industry. In the pic, it's Blake and Gwen holding the RIAA plaque, celebrating Blake's 13 million RIAA album awards and 52 million RIAA singles. She captioned the photo, "Congratulations to this guy, Blake Shelton. This is pretty unbelievable."
Yeah, no kidding.
And it really is. And
she looks super happy for him.
She does.
Like, beaming.
His first single was Austin back in 1991.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is one of those artists, for me at least personally, although I was literally just born that year. this is one of those artists for me it's just cool to see that he's had such a long... a long haul.
So your
in the
first Blake Shelton love song probably would have been "Some Beach," like you would have liked that.
That's
one the
crazy.
Most because you were born in 91.
Some Beach.
Well, because like you wouldn't have known Austin when you were a little baby.
I don't. No.
Like, I mean, are you kidding, dude? I was 10. I wouldn't have known Austin when I was 10.
Correct.
That's crazy to think about. Yeah, that's crazy to think about
it's
that
nuts.
He's been around that long.
I know. Yeah. Thomas Rhett's back on top of the country charts. The singer's latest track, Country Again, tops the Billboard Country Airplay chart, making it his 17th Billboard number one hit and his 18th number one overall. Also, he celebrated it in a pretty funny way.
Just wanted to say thank you very much for my 18th number one single at country radio. Country Again is the number one song in the country this week, right? And me and Lennon are celebrating by watching Moana.
Again.
Again. Heck yeah.
They've watched that movie so many times.
I've got that movie pretty much memorized at this point in my life.
I bet.
It's good. It's
I'm
a good
still
movie,
never
though.
I've seen it.
It's awesome. You're missing out.
It's really good.
I know. Also, side note, Kelsey Ballerini celebrated her 28th birthday Sunday on stage for the opening slot on the Jonas Brothers tour. We played audio of her being asked to join the tour.
Super
and her accepting
excited.
And stuff. But the cool part was the singer was performing at the show in Chicago when she brought out Thomas Rhett, who joined her for the tune Half of My Hometown, which she recorded with Kenny Chesney. But Thomas
that's
Rhett got
right.
to kind of jump in and fill in or whatever for
oh,
the performance.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was really cool. So I've never played really like an organized sport for reals. I mean, I guess in like, you know, grade school and then recreational volleyball. Okay. So I don't totally get how this feels, but Tim McGraw says that right before going on stage, he gets all this adrenaline, all of this anxiety, and he does like the sports analogy thing. He says, quote, "I always compare it to being an athlete in high school. In the locker room before a game, I don't get nervous. I get really excited and just full of energy and adrenaline. To me, it's just like game day. I get pretty jacked up for it." And he's talking about performances, crowd performances during his tours and stuff. Performing on TV is a whole different ballpark, he says. That's when you get really nervous because you don't want to mess things up.
Right.
but it was an interesting analogy. So,
I think it totally makes sense.
To round out today's nitty gritty, we've got something pretty interesting for you. Tanya Tucker and drag superstar RuPaul teamed up for a song called "This Is Our Country." It's kind of like a country rap feel. They're just having fun. It's sort of a self-empowerment anthem, but "This Is Our Country" originally appeared on the season finale of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 6 that aired on September 2nd. We're going to give you a little
taste of it.
Taste of it right now. This is our country.
This is our country. When a queen is queen, she don't need no cowboy. This is our country. Oh, 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 honey, I can be a queen or I can be a cowboy.
Wow.
I could be a queen or I could be a cowboy. Husker Nick, is this going to be your new ringtone?
She's they are trying to dip into Little Nas X's realm.
I said that when I first
totally
heard it.
Trying
it sounds
to steal. They're like 2 years too late.
Right. It sounds like it almost sounds like they sampled it a little bit. If you listen to the whole song,
they were trying to capture that magic.
Were having fun, and it's the legendary Tanya Tucker. So you know what? If she wants to jump on a song with RuPaul, she's gonna jump on a song.
RuPaul is a legend
with RuPaul.
In RuPaul's own right.
Exactly.
For
that's
sure.
A fact.
With the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Corey All with Kix 96.9.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, we like to start the day off with some good things. If you've got a good thing in your world, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll be glad to add it to the show. We'll also have about an hour from now, Datum or Dump'em. Now it's the latest from Lee Bryce. It's Kix. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Waking you up every morning.
On Lincoln's Kix, 96.9.
Tell me something good.
It's where we tell you all the good stuff that's going on in the world. And if you've got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Kind of a belated good thing from Friday. Anna had messaged us and we missed it, but I wanted to make sure we went back and got it. Her parents' 33rd anniversary, Mike and Connie Dostal, over the weekend. No. So happy anniversary to them and many more years to come. So
heck yeah.
I wanted to make sure to get that out there for Annie. Coriel, what's yours today?
So I believe a friend of the show and your friend, JP, is it Whitney that works for Dream Factory Fundraiser?
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently a buddy of mine, Brian, also helps with things too. But the Dream Factory Fundraiser coming up is Sunday, October 10th.
Okay.
It's a Sunday Funday miniature golf kind of soiree.
Oh, nice.
If you're wondering, Dream Factory is an all-volunteer organization that grants dreams to local children living with chronic and critical illnesses. The Nebraska chapter began in 2015, and there are currently 2 dream kids in Nebraska waiting for their dreams to be fulfilled. And so if you want information, find Dream Factory on Facebook. It's at the Adventure Golf Center, Sunday Funday, October 10th. And all the info you need will be there. So, yeah, consider it. I think that'd be a really fun little family outing or just get you and your friends together. I haven't been miniature golfing in so long, and that's about the only golfing I can handle. So.
That's good golfing.
Yeah.
Tell me something good.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
Oh, my good thing. I was off yesterday, so I didn't get to say it. But my good thing is that the NFL was back. It was such a fun weekend of watching football and hanging out and with my kids. It was great. I had Bailey. This made me so happy. So Jess, my wife, bought Bailey a Chiefs cheerleader outfit. Bailey walks downstairs. She's all excited about it. Then looks at me and Carter, turns around and tells her mom she wants a football jersey like her dad and her brother. And I was like, yes.
Oh, my
yes,
God, I
Bailey,
love that.
Let's go.
She's in.
So now we're going to go shopping and we're going to go get her a Travis Kelce jersey to wear because that's her favorite player.
Oh. She's down for the Red Kingdom. All right.
Cool. I love it.
So she's like, I'm no cheerleader. I need a football jersey.
You ready to play it now?
Yes, you do, honey, buddy.
He said, yes, you do. Let's get you one.
Juggernaut will be a starter on somebody's football team pretty soon.
Oh, gosh. I hope she's a golfer. That's what I want her to be. Or a NASCAR driver.
One of those two.
I vote NASCAR.
All she has to do is be good looking and not ever Like, she doesn't have to do anything. She doesn't have to win in NASCAR. She'll be rich. That's all she needs to do is be cute and drive.
Stay
and
adorable.
Kick butt. And she will be my little 401k, and I'll be so happy.
I was going to say, you'll be so rich is what you mean.
That's right. That's the goal. That's my hopes
you
for my
daughter.
You
will sell her to every possible endorsement.
Your hopes for your daughter is that
my
she
son,
makes
I just hope
you
he
very
get
rich.
Arrested. That's like my biggest thing for him.
Is he doesn't what?
Get arrested ever. Like my daughter, I got all these great plans for her. My son, it's like, just don't do anything
just don't
stupid.
End up in the pokey, please.
He'll be okay, kid. Like, we'll figure it out.
That's funny. Tell me something good. My good thing is a follow-up to a story I told you back when Sturgis was happening. Wyatt Dennis is 8, and he set up a lemonade stand near the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota. He didn't charge for his drinks, but he gladly accepted donations, and he got a lot of them. He said at the beginning, they were planning to donate 30% of his earnings to St. Jude's. He just wrote them, well, his parents did, through his account, just wrote them a check for $32,000.
Oh, my God.
Man, way to go, kid.
So that's 30% of his earnings at Sturgis in donations, $32,000.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That is so awesome.
For an 8-year-old, that's impressive.
That's a great deal.
So nice job, Wyatt Dennis, and his mom, Robin, says Wyatt's got pretty good head on his shoulders. A really neat opportunity. We were really excited to be a part of that.
Good.
So, nice work, Dennis family.
Coming up
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, we're going to get creepy.
Okay. And
not my style of creepy, but creepy kids. That's on the way. Right. It's Kicks.
Kicks Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
That puts us in a great mood.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Country mornings are the best.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9. This is our
country. I don't want a girl. I don't want, like, a wife because what if they say, can't go hunting? I'll just go, like, no, I'm going hunting right now. What to do?
That was a little boy who his video's gone viral, him saying he doesn't want a girlfriend, especially if they're going to tell him he can't go hunting.
Yeah. I want a wife because what if she tells me I can't go hunting?
Kids say the darndest things and can be super creepy, too.
Yeah, oh my God, sorry. I just got sidetracked with this comment.
Okay.
So we asked you about the creepy thing that your kids say or do.
Right.
Because also Bill Shimer posted a long time ago, actually, but it's just so good. This Hulk doll in
his baby monitor.
Baby's crib and in the baby monitor. I'm not going to lie. That little Hulk doll looks like a little demon.
Something from Malignant or whatever.
It is so scary. I can't imagine rolling over in bed and like looking at the baby monitor, just thinking like, oh, everything's hunky-dory. And then seeing this face, ridiculous. But I would have immediately thought that like my child was possessed or something. We asked you the creepy thing that your kid asks or says or does, whatever. Rachel says, my 5-year-old requested to have his birthday party at the cemetery because that's where his friends are.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
That's not creepy.
I am shocked by that. That's the heebie-jeebies, for sure.
That happened with Serena at Girl Scouts.
They
were going, and you know how you take, like, paper and you use, like, the, what is it? Not chalk, but, like, on a gravestone. You, like, scrape across a gravestone on, like, a piece of paper.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Right, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a crayon, yeah, that's it. And they happen to be at the cemetery, like the Starkweather Cemetery.
Okay.
And other girls were going with the crayon on the paper, and she was kind of looking over around the corner, and one of the Girl Scout leaders said, Serena, what are you doing? She's like, well, there's a little girl over there.
Oh, what?
And she's standing over there holding a ball, and she's wearing this dress. And so Serena, like, I don't know if she saw something or not, but...
What if Serena has superpowers?
Maybe.
Well, we were talked about it yesterday. She, great-grandma Nana, watched over her one time when she had to get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. She told me about it. Like, okay, good. Kids say creepy things. She was probably about 5 when that happened.
Did you ever tell your mom and dad about the man on fire you saw at the end of your stairs?
Yeah,
could you imagine
for sure.
As a parent?
They were freaked out for a long time.
Like, where do we have to commit this kid?
Yeah, where do we
like,
take him?
Where are we putting this guy?
Who do we? Whose doorstep do we drop him off at?
Whoa.
So this isn't totally like scary necessarily, but it is just kind of creepy. What a weird thing to say. Valerie said, here about 2 weeks ago, our daycare lady asked me when I was due because our 3-year-old was telling everyone at daycare that mommy has a baby in her tummy and it's a boy. I'm not pregnant.
Wow.
Like, what? So that is a little creepy to be like, are you trying to manifest in your own little three-year-old brain? Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah, that's weird.
Becky's was really good. When my daughter was two, she was laying on the floor, and I asked her what she was doing. She said, smelling it, the floor. I asked why. She said, Mom, Jason is talking to me. Please, shh. Her brother apparently had passed away years before she was even born. And she asked what and who she meant. And she said, Mom, Jason says he's watching over us. And then there was a strange whiff of men's body spray.
Wow.
Ooh, creepy.
That's super creepy.
That is creepy. Wow.
This one's a little long, so I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. But Andrea says, so when my daughter was a toddler, we moved overseas. And for the first few months, our military housing was completely empty. While they waited for like furniture and stuff to arrive, there were a lot of different occurrences. One of which, like, items arrived and she was unpacking them, starting to go through photo albums. It was one of the older ones, of course, from family members that have since passed, of course. And the minute this mother opened up the page to her great grandfather's pictures, her daughter got super excited and started bouncing on the couch and going, that's the man, that's the man. Because apparently she must have seen, she had seen a man in that area or something while she was sleeping or whatever. She says, that's the man, that's the man. And then Andrea goes on to say, my great grandfather, who she's never seen or met, swore was in their apartment and like talked to her a few times. See, it's stories like that freaks me out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like Derek says, my son, 2 years old, said some tall man named Ida comes in and messes with his light. Sometimes we look at the monitor and he's talking and pointing it up in the direction of the light. And his friends are like, that's creepy, bro. That wins.
No, that is. That's weird. That's weird. Man. Whenever you say things like, get them out and the people are here, which I mean, I know that I do that sometimes when I'm sleeping, but especially from a kid, I don't know.
Yeah, kids are creepy.
You have to send kids to like a creepy kid ghost camp. I think somebody needs to, I'll open that. I'll workshop it. I'll figure out the overhead cost. I'll just create a place where you can send your kids when they're being creepy.
Kids.
Yes. Okay. Nice. All right. They may come back tenfold creepy. I can't. That's something you'll have to sign on the dotted line there for.
You can put up your creepy stories on Facebook KX969. We'll pick a winner of some Kane Brown tickets coming up with that.
Yeah. Here's what
happens next. Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
On the way, we'll get what's trending, including NASA wanting to play asteroids. That's on the way.
Country mornings are the best.
JP, Corey, Ellen, Husker Nick. Mornings.
Yeah. In the morning. When you wake up.
On Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Who is going down?
Right here. On Kix 96.9.
Three.
Football fans bet hard during NFL week one. We're talking record-setting wagering going on.
Whoa. Yeah.
They said it recorded 58.2 million transactions across 18 states in Washington, D.C. That is a 126% increase from the same period of last season.
Well, people are ready to lose or win money.
Yeah, right,
because they're just happy that we even have football.
We got football back.
That's somewhat seemingly regular.
Think about the amount of tax dollars that is for that area.
Oh, yeah, for sure, right?
Like, that place is flush.
They're doing right well. As far as our bet goes, Coriel is currently in the lead fantasy league.
Thank you.
Which I still think is a fluke, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. She currently has a two-game lead on you, JP.
Yeah.
How does she have a two-game lead on me?
It's because she has a head-to-head tiebreaker on top of it.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
You have to now be ahead of her in order to beat her.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens with that.
You okay with that, JP?
I'm fine. I think I have a good team, and I think you have a pretty good team, and whatever Yahoo deemed you being a crappy team, I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Are you scared yet?
Nope. It's early. Nope. It's early.
Not at all?
Not at all.
You want to quit now? Or?
It's early. No, we're good. We'll just keep going. Nope.
So, welcome to Jurassic Park.
All right, so the first of two stories involving things basically from the 90s that could possibly backfire.
Oh, great.
First, a company.
Coriel?
No, not.
Yeah, the birth of me.
Yeah, no.
That backfired.
I really backfired.
Oh, boy.
That's when everything started going downhill.
There's a company that launched yesterday saying it wants to bring the woolly mammoth back to life.
Sweet.
Yay.
Let's do it.
Colossal is hoping to rapidly advance the field of species de-extinction.
That sounds suspect.
The goal includes using gene editing to restore a woolly mammoth to the Arctic tundra.
Oh, no.
That sounds good.
They apparently plan to reprogram elephant DNA with mammoth characteristics and see if the Mammoth Project, as a way to revitalize the grasslands of the Arctic, which has major climate changing combating properties, apparently.
I like it.
Now, the more you say it...
As long as we don't find out that these things were meat eaters all of a sudden, we're fine. If they eat plants and they just kind of graze around and they're adorable, like, the cool, man. Now, if we find out that they, like, cross-genetically did this with, like, a, I don't know, a saber-toothed
hyena.
Tiger.
Right.
And now we got, like, a saber-toothed tiger woolly mammoth. Now we're in trouble.
Now there's a problem.
That's when it gets crazy.
With the taste the problem. For human flesh.
It's inevitable that we're going to do something dumb like that.
It will.
I don't know that we should do this now.
Yeah, so the more JP...
talk about it, the more it's like...
Yes. Yeah.
The more JP talked about it, I just...
You talked yourself out of this being a good idea.
We can't help ourselves. They're going to be like, wait a minute. We could take a woolly mammoth, cross it with a saber-toothed tiger, and then a pterodactyl. And this thing will be a flying woolly mammoth saber-toothed tiger, and we could weaponize it in our military.
Oh, God.
And then we could fight the Taliban with it.
Oh,
and then that's what we're going to do. And that's
God.
What we're all of a sudden going to try. And you know what's going to happen? That thing gets loose and starts eating people.
Exactly.
Or people use it for, like, you know, the wrong, it's the age old, the power gets into the hands of the wrong person.
Elon Musk. I'll say his name. That's who you're talking about. And all of a sudden, Elon Musk has this flying saber-toothed tiger, woolly mammoth, pterodactyl, and he's taking it to the moon.
Yeah.
And we're like, the moon's not inhabitable anymore because there's flying saber-toothed tiger, woolly mammoth, pterodactyls out there. See where this is going.
Oh, right? My God.
That's what I'm saying. End of day stuff.
I just spelled this out.
He did.
Colossal hopes to have embryos of the creatures in a few years, and they'll be able to
when
do
they
that.
When they had their meeting as a company, was there no one at the table as smart as I am to break that
so.
Down for them?
You and
I
Jeff just, Goldblum.
I just really hope it was
yes,
a guy.
It's inevitable.
A guy on the fringe of being hired, and he thought, ooh, I need big money, big money, big money.
Let's
good idea, good idea, good idea. They're like, Stanley, what do you have? And he's like, we bring woolly mammoths back to life.
Do we need to hire Chris Pratt to go, like, get Star-Lord up there to keep these things from going crazy?
Apparently, Chris Pratt and Jeff Goldblum.
Oh my
together
God.
To stop that from happening. And then the other disaster.
What kind of damage are we...
Damage? A total, sir. It's what we call a global killer.
No.
The end of mankind. Doesn't matter where it hits. Nothing would survive, not even bacteria.
My God.
My God.
What do we do?
So NASA is preparing for its very first defense mission.
Ooh.
The agency's Double Asteroid Redirection Test Mission, or DART.
Nice, the DART mission, yeah.
Will launch on November 24th, shooting a car-sized spacecraft traveling 4 miles per second into the moon of an asteroid.
Into the moon of an asteroid.
Asteroids have moons?
Apparently.
I think they're using that as code for butt, the rectum of the asteroid. They're firing a spacecraft into the
asteroid's cheeks.
Yes, they're like, listen, we're trying to be nice here, so we're going to send a ship into its toot factory, and then we will blow it up from the inside.
So NASA hopes they can knock the asteroid's moon, which is the size of a football stadium, off course, sparing Earth from any potential future impact.
Nice.
The size of luck, a football stadium?
Yeah.
With our luck, these boneheads are going to knock it into a collision course with us.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be the worst part of this.
Yeah, that's going to be the problem.
Man.
Yeah, look for the DART mission.
Haven't we done?
Space Force just shoot this thing out?
Right. Didn't we have that thing going on for a while?
What happened to Space Force? Are they just sitting around with their little tinfoil hats on?
They were supposed to get a second season with Steve Carell and Lisa Kudrow. But
this is like, no, the actual Space Force.
No, like the actual Space Force.
I know, I'm making
it. He doesn't know.
I'm making a joke. No, I saw the suits that they had and the logo.
You know what, though? These poor Space Force people are sitting around and they're like, hey, it's finally our opportunity to shoot something out of the sky. And here comes NASA. And they run up there before they can.
Yeah.
Here comes our and they're like, guys!
So they're back to being bench warmers.
You guys! We're here as Space Force to protect us. You guys are explorers. We are the defense. And you took my job.
We need... clearly, we need
We wanted to be the ones to shoot that rocket right up its butt. And you jerks are the ones that took that from us.
We need Husker Nick in every meeting of anything that involves
disasters?
Space and disasters.
Apocalypses.
We were going to shoot that rocket into the Toot Factory. And you took that from us.
That's what's trending.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
He's on loan, folks. If you want to borrow him to... help my you avoid disaster.
Toot factories.
I got two kids.
That makes sense.
The kids tell me all the time that I'm a toot factory.
Toot, so, you got yeah. Toot kids?
No, that didn't land either.
Did it not land?
Coming up, we'll help out with Dana Dumpum, an all new one with Jesse in minutes. It's Kicks.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kicks 96.9. It's Dim or Dumpum with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Jesse wants us to track down his Tinder date for more than just another hookup, or is it? Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
We're good. How are you, man?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. I was hoping you guys could help me out.
Yeah, so so give us a breakdown on you and your Tinder date.
I know it sounds weird, Tinder, right? But yeah, I met this girl on Tinder, and she was so amazing. This chick looked good. I mean, she was hot. We had great chemistry right off the bat. You know, and we FaceTimed a bit. You know, we talked, text messaged a lot. But once again, I don't want to sound shallow, but this chick was so hot. She was funny. You know, I invited her over. She didn't live too far from my apartment either. That was the weird thing about it. She came over to my apartment, and we were both thinking like, oh, it's gonna be. I thought it was gonna be very hot. We were gonna get like, hot and heavy.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Do the horizontal tango.
She was like probably the top five I've ever dated in my career.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, you. Know?
She made the top five, huh? That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, top five. I was hoping it could be like a regular thing, you know, friends with benefits, you know, a little booty call every now and then.
So you're thinking maybe you guys could spend a little bit more time together, not necessarily
romantically,
but just romantically.
Yeah, I mean, she's so hot, man. She's like,
jeez.
She seemed like she was into it. I thought for sure I could hit her up and come running. But the next day I called, right? I texted her and nothing.
You were already hitting her up the next day for more?
Yeah, she was hot.
Dang. I mean, good on you, I suppose.
It's She's just... got you hook, line, and sinker.
Wow.
And I was really, you know, really liking her, and I was hoping you guys could help me out. And just, I don't know why, like, she's not returning my text or anything like that. I didn't do anything to her.
Okay.
You had a great date.
Coriel, thoughts?
Right off the bat, I'm thinking maybe you put out the vibe that you straight up did only want the hookup, and maybe that wasn't the case for her. Maybe she's actually a little misunderstood with the app and thinks that there's still goodness in the world on Tinder.
I mean, it wasn't eHarmony. It was Tinder. Like,
yeah, I know. I know.
It wasn't the Christian dating app. I was just like,
that's valid. Yeah. Do you think you maybe came out a little too hard, a little too fast? That might have been a little bit of a turnoff to her.
No, she was into it as well. I mean, it wasn't just the booty call. It was like we had great conversation. We were talking about music and stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay, so it was a little more laid back than just
each other.
Like a fast wham bam.
You actually spent some time together versus just the horizontal mumbo.
Yeah. I mean, she lives right in the area. Like, I mean, like, why not?
That's pretty handy if she's just down the block.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, hold on. So she lives in the area.
Maybe
I
she
wonder,
knows.
Maybe she know. I don't know if she knows. Maybe
Somebody
she knows,
knows
about you or something.
Maybe she
knows something.
My apartment complex, we all hang out at the pool, and everybody kind of knows everybody, and everybody's starting to get everybody's little, the tea's being spilled here and there. Do you hear about so-and-so? And I'm like, oh, what they do? And so
maybe just because of a close proximity thing, maybe after the fact she realized that you're somebody that she heard about, or I don't know. That's a big speculation.
Yeah,
though.
That's a huge speculation.
Maybe, I don't know. We're going to have to.
I mean, we both vaccinated and everything like that. It was a safe thing. Like, we're like really good. You know?
Right.
So I'm like, I don't.
Everything
I don't
was
know.
Safe.
So, for the
sound.
Life of you, you just can't think of something that would maybe scare her off.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then what we'll do, Jesse, is what we always do is we'll give Carly a call, see if we can get her on the phone with us. Best case scenario is something silly we can talk out with you guys and get you guys dinner out on us. Worst case, you at least know what you did wrong.
Okay.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
So what do you think happened between Jesse and Carly and their Tinder hookup date? You can let us know on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Do it in GIF form.
GIF form is the best form.
For your chance to play along and have some fun with Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
There's always more than one side to the story. More Date 'Em or Dump 'Em is coming up on Kix 96.9.
So we ask you, as we always do, for your guesses on what went wrong on the date between Jesse and Carly this time around. And so far, you have not disappointed in your guesses on Twitter and Facebook at KX969.
Bobby says, this guy seems like a tool. Probably his mom's apartment.
Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Yes, with the one of the best gifts ever.
Truly one of the best ever.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf!
Ma, the meatloaf!
So freaking funny.
Cody says he probably sent way too many texts after the first date.
Oh, okay.
With like a still waiting Which, around that was for something a reply that
you,
gift.
You did react to that when he, you said, oh, you called and texted like the next day?
Like, yeah. Ugh. Yeah, because I don't know.
It's a little quick.
It's a little quick to just like right away already being like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, what you up?
Hey, it's like, yeah, hey, you up?
We just parted ways.
You can get your guess in on Twitter and Facebook, KX969. You can't use...
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf!
Bobby's already got that locked in. We'll talk with Carly Max from Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. It's Kix.
Now the conclusion to Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on KX96.9.
If you're just joining us, it's Jesse who met up with Carly on Tinder. Says this chick was amazing, had great chemistry right off the bat. Got to know each other on FaceTime, then went out, had some fun, invited her back to his place, which wasn't actually too far from her apartment. They lived pretty close together. And they had a few beers, things went well, and had a little bit of fun, a little bit of a horizontal mambo. Is that what you called it earlier?
No, horizontal tango.
Tango. Mambo tango.
It's the mambo number five.
He claimed it was a top five date in his book. And then the next day, texted and called her because he thought maybe we could like do this on the regular, like friends with benefits type stuff. Mm-hmm. And she is not responding.
Ooh, MIA.
Let's find out why.
Hello.
Hi, is this Carly?
Yes.
Carly, hi. It's JP Coriel, the Kix Morning Show. How are you?
I'm okay. Why are you calling me?
We're calling you because it was brought to our attention that you're quite amazing.
Just the coolest.
Just the best. And somebody thinks highly of you and wanted to have us reach out to you about the date you guys went on and see about getting a second date.
You guys are really calling me?
Yeah. We're calling about Jesse.
Oh, wow.
Are you, hold on. Are we on the same page? Are you talking about Jesse?
Yeah. He really doesn't seem like the guy who will call a radio station and beg for help, though.
Oh.
That's so funny.
Beg for help. Okay. So we are talking about the same kind of same guy. Okay.
He had a wonderful time with you, it sounds, and is really, like, really sprung. I think he's really into you, actually. For at least some type of relationship, so to speak. He hasn't heard from you. Is that on purpose?
You know, I will say he's not lying. I was really excited about our meetup. We had a great time. I could tell that he was definitely into it, and he was really a cool guy. Like, honestly, I thought there was a lot of potential there, and maybe we could see each other more often. The thing, though, is when everything was all over, you know, the heat of the moment passed and the lights came on, I saw that he slept with Pokemon sheep, like, seriously.
Pokemon sheep?
Like, why would a 29-year-old dude sleep with cartoon sheets? And I'm not talking about just regular cartoon sheets. Like, he had the pillowcases, the blanket, everything.
Oh wow!
Like such a major turnoff. I had to ghost him.
But that's because my other sheets are at my mom's house.
Oh my god!
All right, Carly, Jesse's on the phone with us. So
my washer went out. That's what this is about. Who cares what kind of sheets they are? Sheets are sheets. They work.
Okay.
Where did the sheets come from? Like, are they yours? Like, I don't understand. Like, I get your washer went out or whatever. Why is your mom washing your clothes?
That is a valid question.
Wow. This is how shallow you are? Well, if you got to know, I've had them since I was a kid, and they sit on my bed frame, and they keep them in rotation. I keep them in rotation for laundry days.
Okay,
so you're calling me shallow. I'm just being honest, okay? 29-year-old man don't need to sleep in the same sheets that he did when he was in middle school. That's not normal, dude. You realize that there's a laundromat like 2 blocks down from you, though, right?
Oh, seriously?
Now,
like your mom don't need to be doing your laundry.
What did you
my
say?
My mother does my laundry for free. Do you want me to be with somebody?
That is a luxury.
Who's smart financially or someone that wastes money?
I don't want to be with some guy that has his mommy do everything for him. That definitely made me not want to go on another date with you.
Are you getting the vibe that maybe you think he's a little childish? Is that what you're saying?
Definitely, and he's a mama's boy. 29 years old, you're...
A man-child and a mama's boy. Okay.
What do you think about that? Do you agree?
I kind of am on Jesse's side a little bit. I get you have something in rotation, but maybe it's time to retire the Pokemon sheets just because that's just so weird to me.
I think, Jesse, you're fine for having those. I think it's fine, but the problem is I think you have to acknowledge that, of course, she's probably going to come to this conclusion if you don't give her the heads up.
Right.
Hey. I think you would have been better off saying, hey, by the way, because this is probably going to make me look literally like a middle schooler.
Right.
My laundry's in rotation. I have Pokemon sheets on.
A good time and everything, you're going to really judge me about sheets. Like, there's worse things that you could judge somebody about. But
you invited me over to your house. To like, yeah, I'm going to judge you about sheets. I'm going to judge you about your cleanliness of your house. I'm going to judge you about your floors.
And
I'm going to judge you about the dust mites that I saw. Like, I'm going to judge you about all of that. If I invited you to my house, you're going to see it's a completely different house. Your house is like a middle school house.
I thought I was going to go on a tender date with Carly, not Alice, the cleaning woman.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I know you're trying to. That was trying to be a comeback,
right?
But I don't know if it landed.
Right.
I feel bad, Jesse. We're not. We're not truly trying to crumb on you too much. I definitely agree. She probably had a standard initial reaction.
Yeah.
Without, because you didn't say something ahead of time.
Right. Like, hey.
I'm not surprised that she got the vibe that maybe it was kind of a childish thing going on. I think you're fine for wearing for using the Pokemon sheets. I'm 30 and I literally play Pokemon Go every day of my life on my phone.
Oh, that's right.
But like, I don't have sheets.
Right.
But if I had a stranger over, I'd go, by the way, check out these super studly.
Right.
Old school vintage Pokemon
that's
sheets.
That's how you play it up.
My mom's doing my laundry because my washer went out. Don't hate me.
Yeah, just come up straight.
I think you had to have prefaced it.
I think it's wrong.
Right. Yeah, you know, well, and do you? I mean, yeah, if you feel like you shouldn't have to explain yourself, you know, and you shouldn't have to. It's just, man, first impressions are everything.
They are.
And I don't blame her for thinking.
And knowing the chance that you've got it, you're going on a date that might end up back at your place. Maybe you say, hey, Mom, can I get my sheets back? Maybe not tell Mom that you're going to have a girl over, but at least have different kinds of sheets on.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to have a girl over. Can I have my sheets back?
Can you get my sheets clean?
Can you press them for me?
It sounds
they're guys that still live with their mother, and it wasn't that. It was just sheets. I can imagine that, you know. Jeez.
Jesse, are you looking for an Eevee in the streets and a Charizard in the sheets?
Oh, wow. Coriel, did you just do a Pokemon joke?
I'm not even going to say the Pokemon that I want to go with because be very inappropriate.
And with that, I think we are done.
It's a turtle that
okay, you don't have to explain the joke.
Water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No.
Carly, thank you for taking our call and enduring Coriel's terrible joke.
Carly, thank you for taking the call. We love this.
And Jesse, at least you know what went down and you can change it up for next
time. Burn those sheets, bruh. Burn those sheets.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
I can't believe
bye.
You Pokemon joke in there.
Well, I mean, the time is now, JP. That was good.
Okay.
It was.
Those who know Pokemon.
I'm proud of myself.
Love that joke. But it does raise a question about old Jesse and his sheets being washed by his mom. What's something your parents still do for you as an adult that they did for you as a kid?
Yeah. I mean, so I feel like this kind of counts, but, you know, like phone bills.
Right.
Or like being on your parents' phone plan or whatever.
You know, though, I mean, the more people you have on a plan, the better it is for you.
I mean, I'm still on the plan, and I just pay my dad monthly for it. I Venmo him.
Oh, you do?
Yes, because I tried to be on my own plan years ago, but it was going to cost so much money just to open my own line. It was a ridiculous amount of money.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. And at 30, you're still on your parents, and you think that's okay.
Yeah, I think so, because it works for now. I know a couple friends that are still on their parents' phone plans, too, and they just pay them that are full-blown married, their own house, and, like, have kids, just because it's just such a hassle. You know, and I'm sure there's probably someone that works in that line of work or whatever that can say, no, it shouldn't be that hard. But, like, it just seems that for most people, it's just so many hoops to jump through to try to, like, disconnect from the plan that you're on,
right. Start
your own. All these costs and stuff, you know?
What makes sense?
My brother, who lives in D.C., before he moved out there, now he's like 37 now. He's been out there for 4 years, so you can do that math. My mom still did his laundry and, like, even, like, washed his drawers. Like, I don't know.
What?
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy to me. Like, come on.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. He would, and then also, they paid for his car payments sometimes. We gave him crap forever.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, come
yeah.
on, Derek. And he's like, man, if they're going to keep paying them, I'm not going to stop. I was like, you're in your 30s.
That's the thing, though. You
they
know,
stopped
I
when I was 18. What's happening here?
That's hilarious.
Baloney.
How'd you get so lucky?
So, like, yeah. So, like, my brother that lives in D.C., we give him crap all the time, too. Like, every time he got a new vehicle the other day, and we're like, so how much are mom and dad paying on that thing?
Oh, I love
just
it.
Just burn them all the time. But yeah, my mom did, like, she loved it, too. She would always do his laundry for him. We'd go over to visit, and his laundry would be hanging up downstairs.
So let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969 or 466-9696. What do your parents do for you as an adult?
You're waking up with JP, Corey Allen, Husker Nick.
Wake up in the morning.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
Is this your place?
No. No, 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 no. No, I live with my mom.
Oh.
Yeah. You hungry? Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf? Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
Now, Jesse doesn't live with his mom, but she's still doing his laundry for him. That was part of the downfall of him and Carly.
Right.
Was laundry day, and the Pokemon sheets were on the bed because they're like the laundry day sheets that he has.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, your mom still does your laundry for you? You're 29. What's going on?
Judge much?
Yeah, right? That is one of the comments that we've gotten. It's like, man, you judge him enough? I mean, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But we did ask what's something your parents still do for you as an adult they did for you as a kid.
Mandy says maybe it makes Jesse's mom feel needed. I would be happy to do my son's laundry when he goes to college, just like to feel like he needed me. And then she also says my mom still makes me an Easter basket, usually full of lotto tickets and alcohol, though, because I'm 32.
Oh, that's really nice.
We get similar things too, like Easter stuff. That's
well, because the Easter bunny doesn't go chasing after you once you go to college.
Right. I know, that's the thing.
You can't
so
find
like you.
You
gotta it's up to mom and dad.
Your address
to
changes too much.
Yeah, the Easter bunny can't find you.
Yeah.
Isaiah on Twitter says my mom comes over every once in a while and makes me and the boys a hot pot of chili.
Oh, money. That's nice.
In a similar vein. Hi, Kix.
Is this your play?
No, not her. This one.
I'm 34 with two kids, and if I don't feel good, my mommy still makes me my favorite dinner.
Yes.
And comes over and takes care of me and my kids.
Aww.
Brings up my house.
That's just a good mom.
I love that.
Yeah, she's a great mom. So if I don't feel good, I just go, Mom, and she comes over.
She comes around in.
That's awesome. What a sweet lady.
Abby says, give unsolicited advice. What's something your parents still do for you as an adult that they did for you as a kid?
That's funny.
Carla says, sing happy birthday to me on my birthday.
That's a good one.
And I believe it's pronounced Tanya. Okay. But she says, still on phone plan, but pay my part. I'm 37 and married.
Angie also says, hey, JP, let Husker Nick know they probably just love Derek more.
Oh, that's probably true.
And that's why mom and dad did so
Who
much
said
stuff
that?
For him. That was Angie.
Oh, Angie.
On Instagram.
It's probably true. On Instagram. Wow, we're on the gram?
Yeah,
we get messages from the gram?
We do, quite a bit.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wow!
Fancy pants.
Holy fancy
Welcome
pants.
Welcome to the world.
Man, I need to get on that thing.
Apparently you do.
Gosh.
You have an IG though, don't you?
Do I? I've probably made one years ago.
You do. What? You don't even know that you have an Instagram.
I don't use it. I get these random emails and like, hey, Nick, Instagram's still here for you if you need
it. Oh, my God.
I'm like, probably not.
That's hilarious.
Do you need help logging in? No.
So you can let us know on Facebook and
Twitter.
Yeah,
right.
I'm good.
What your parents still do for you as an adult that did for you back when you were a kid. And we'll have some fun with that.
Coming
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
And if you're looking for Husker Nick on Instagram, what is it, Husker Nick?
It's at Husker Nick. I'm pretty sure I changed it a couple years ago.
I think it is Husker
Nick. It was just my name, and it had a bunch of pictures of my trip to Chicago from like 9 years ago on it.
That's hilarious. Off.
And then I put that on there. Okay. I'm on Instagram, man.
Beautiful.
We are too.
On the gram.
KX969 if you want to join us on Instagram as Oof. Well. Coming up, we'll give you your chance to win your way to Kane Brown Live with JP Makes His Guest.
Wake up.
Good morning.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Let's go with JP Makes His Guest. And today, competing for Kane Brown tickets as he's live at Pinnacle Bank Arena on Friday. By the way, we'll have a Kix pre-party in Longwells from 5 to 7.
We will. It's a fun spot to go pregame because there's a lot of different choices.
Let's bring our contestants into the game. Good morning to Casey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. How are you feeling being paired up with Husker Nick?
I'm a little worried, but I think I can get us through this.
That's true. That's a good feeling to have.
Beautiful.
That's a great feeling to have.
She's going to carry the team.
I don't blame you.
Jenny is with Coriel. How are you feeling on being with Coriel on this competition?
Oh, we're going to kick some butt.
Yeah.
It is tied up 6-6. And I found it only fitting to have Kane Brown be involved a little bit in today's top 10. For the best singing competition shows ever made.
Oh, boy.
And he, by the way, competed on three of them.
Okay.
He was on three different singing competition shows.
There's more than, there's enough for a top 10 list?
There's enough for a top 30, 40,
no.
40 top
no.
50, 41.
So
top
is it
41.
It's top 10 singing contest?
Top 10 singing competition shows.
South of
shows.
The Mason-Dixon line, too, on the airs.
Relax.
Prime time.
Top singing competition shows.
Okay, competition.
And it's tied 6-6, so we'll have Coriel and Jenny go first.
Okay.
All right, Jenny, hit us with a good one.
Well, how about American Idol?
Boom.
American Idol's pretty popular. There's an American Idol up there.
Of course it is.
American Idol comes in at number 6.
Ooh.
On
number 6?
That
should be number 1.
Wow.
Right. Going to Casey and Husker Nick.
All right. What you got?
Let's go with The Voice, Blake Shelton.
Yeah, The Voice.
The Voice and Blake Shelton.
Knew that was coming. Knew that was coming.
That is the number one answer.
We'll take 1.5.
No, you don't. Mm-hmm. It's tied 1-1.
Once again, you will not do that.
Back to Jenny and Coriel. The best singing competition shows ever made.
I don't know if America's Got Talent, if that's a singing. I mean, it's kind of, you know, singing and...
It has a lot of stuff
AGT?
On it, it?
Okay, yeah. Let's go with AGT then.
Take there a chance go. At it. America's Got Talent. Number 9 on the list.
Yes,
so
Jenny.
Made top 10, even though it has more than just singing on it, but still.
What's the one that Miranda Lambert won? The country one.
Oh, Nashville Star?
Oh, not on the list if he's telling us the answer.
No, why would...
How?
I don't know.
Just
what
clarifying.
Do you think, Casey?
Well, I see previews for The Masked Singer a lot.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, that's a great show.
I watch every episode with my daughter.
Husker Nick's favorite show.
That's my daughter. She loves that thing.
All right, see if The Masked Singer's up there.
Yeah.
Masked Singer comes in at number three.
Nice. It's such a good show.
Okay. It's tied 2-2, the best singing competition shows ever made because
I love it.
Kane Brown has been on three of these. And now he's going to be live at PBA. These are for tickets to see him live. Coryell.
Okay,
and
the one I'm thinking, Jenny. The one I'm thinking of. I don't know if this is. Oh man, I don't know if this is a thing though. This will be on the list.
Put it out there,
Jenny. You have an idea?
Well, I'm thinking like Britain's Got Talent, but I don't know if that's.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. That yes. Let's go with Britain's Got Talent.
Because what is it? Isn't Simon Cowell on that one, or is he on a different
one?
Yeah,
he went back to that
one. I think so.
Is Britain's Got Talent in the top 10?
Dang it. Okay. No, that's fine, Jenny. That's okay.
Jenny, I was thinking the same way, too. Trying to figure out what the ones... Yeah, I'm with you. All right, Casey, this is our big shot here to win.
This is it, to win the game.
This is to win. No pressure.
Wasn't there one that Simon was on that was called the X Factor or something like that?
Yeah, let's do. Isn't that what it was? Is that what it was? Let's do it.
See if the X Factor is the winning answer.
Yeah, you're so good at this. She carried me to a victory.
She said she was going to.
Casey, wonderful job. You did. I hope your back hurts because you carried the team.
Listen, if you're trying to make me feel bad for not knowing the names of shows I hate, then I don't feel bad.
Oh, you don't hate The Masked Singer.
Jenny,
Masked Singer I love.
I wish Jenny, we hung in there. That's a good one. Right, Casey was awesome.
So here's your top 10.
Is Lip Sync Battle on it? Because that's the one I was thinking of.
Top 10, The Sing-Off at number 10.
Never heard.
That was with Nick Lachey.
Okay.
America's Got Talent was announced. Nashville Star, which you guys were dancing around, came in at number 8.
I was on that one. Miranda, she won it.
You're right there.
I thought about that.
You were right around there. Sing On with Titus Burgess as the host.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but she's popular. That comes in at 7. Never even heard of that.
American Idol at 6. CMT Next Superstar at number 5.
Hmm.
The X Factor at 4.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Masked Singer at 3. The Four with Battle for Stardom with Sean Combs and Fergie.
Yeah, that was hugely popular.
Wow. It came in at number 2.
Yeah, that thing was, I mean, we all know that.
Right. And the number one answer, The Voice. Kane Brown, by the way, competed on not only The X Factor and The Voice and American Idol. He was on all three.
Oh, my God.
At one point in time, and none of them.
Did he try out for him or make it?
He made it to the Hollywood round in American Idol. He made it to the tryouts on X Factor. And on The Voice, he made it to, like, the first round of it.
That's wild.
And now he got famous by being on YouTube.
Well, congratulations, Casey. You're going.
William Hung never made it.
Yeah.
I know. You're going to Kane Brown, Casey. Good job.
That's the one thing you say to, like, when you get a chance to talk to Kane Brown, it's like, how do you feel being in the same group with, like, the Pants on the Ground guy and William Hung? And that you didn't win.
Probably really dang good.
All right. Well, congrats, Casey. You're going to see Kane Brown live this weekend.
Thank you. I'm super excited.
And thanks for playing, Jenny. Keep playing, all right?
Thank you. Here's what
happens next. Here's what's next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, we'll get you the nitty gritty from Music City. We'll also have Danimer Dump'em and more opportunities for you to win your way to see Kane Brown live.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout the week. He's live at PBA. You can even win online now at KZKX.com.
Country mornings are the best.
In the morning when you open your eyes.
You're waking up with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Yeah, you got that yummy, 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 yummy.
She's already had a frozen burrito out of the fridge. That's been there for like months.
You know what? There's no shame in my game. I'm hungry.
Sidebar, I almost ate it yesterday, so the fact that you got
to it. Do you know what
I'm
talking about?
Yeah.
With the red package?
It's been in there for forever.
It's been in there forever.
And if nobody eats it, I mean, you and I are like garbage kids. We'll just eat it. You finish that sucker up.
Tina's Red Hot Beef Burrito.
I don't even know who brought that in.
I don't know either, but it was bomb. So thank you.
That's funny. All right, so what do you got for Tasty Tuesday?
For Tasty Tuesday, now that we're in football season, we're all going to be talking about tailgate foods quite often. Nice. There are some interesting tailgate foods that you only find in the Midwest. We know, of course, like in some areas, there's like toasted ravioli. I know we don't get that much here necessarily.
Yeah.
But I know that that's a Midwest thing. I'm not quite sure from where, but that's a popular one. Even like tater tot casseroles and stuff. Any kind of casserole you can like throw together.
Oh, for sure.
But Runza made the list on this. Oh. Like specifically, it literally says Runza. And then beyond that, those, like the chili dogs, the beer brats, loose meat sandwiches. But we all know there's always some kind of dip.
Ooh.
Like a chips and dip. Okay. So, yeah. But if you think about it, when you think chips and dip, you probably just automatically think of like chips and salsa, maybe.
Yeah, but no, you can do the French onion dip and some other ones.
Yeah, there's like there's guac, the five layer bean dip, spinach and artichoke, straight
five
up
layer.
Queso.
How about seven layer bean dip?
Seven layer.
Yeah,
sir, you're getting a little crazy. But this is just my opinion, and I believe this to be true wholeheartedly from the bottom of my heart. And I want to know if you agree or not.
Okay.
When it comes to chips and dip for tailgating purposes.
Ooh, okay.
Buffalo chicken dip is the superior choice.
By far.
Right. But I've had an argument with a friend of ours that always comes over to the garage to watch games.
Right.
And they think it's just straight up queso.
Oh.
But I mean, like, that's good with, like, the hamburger meat and, like, the rotel or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, no. If you're going to mix it with a bunch of stuff, that's fine and dandy, but...
But it's just straight up queso.
No, nah, not just straight up queso.
And even if when it's got the meat and the rotel in it, I'm still going to go buffalo.
You also have to go, I mean, because buffalo chicken dip, there's a bunch of things in there. So you have to go the queso with the other things to have them be equally matched.
Right, but
so
I don't even think they're equally matched.
Right.
I still would put the queso with all the fixings.
Right.
Maybe second place.
Okay. That's where I would be on that, too. It's like it'd be a question mark if all the extra stuff was in with the queso. But since it's just the queso, buffalo chicken dip jumps to the top.
Right. I'm still going to stand firm in my choice that buffalo chicken dip is superior, the superior dip for tailgating. But also... I really, truly do love those, like, layered bean dips, like the taco dips. Yeah. I mean, oh, my God.
That's a meal in itself. You don't even have to eat dinner.
I know.
You can eat half a tray of them.
Yeah. Have you done this? You sound like you've had experience.
Yes. No.
So, yay or nay, buffalo chicken dip is the superior choice.
Over queso. Straight up queso.
Well, over queso. But you can tell me what your favorite dip is.
If you go. That's another one. Let's do that.
If you want to argue your point, your
dip's better than buffalo chicken dip.
But if you are on the yay train of the buffalo chicken dip, I need you to chime in so I can show data to my friend. I can give him facts. I can go boom, 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 down the line. Look at all these yays.
There you go.
But go ahead. You can plead your case if you'd like.
Gonna get it up on socials?
It's on Facebook, KX969. Okay. Tasty Tuesday.
Come on, man. Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day.
On Kix 96.9.
That, by the way, was a new song from Sam Hunt called 23. That's one of the tidbit items for you today. Tidbit Tuesday. Things we didn't get a chance to get to on the show, but I still think it'd be pretty funny to mention them real quick.
Okay.
A research team at the University of Pennsylvania says that too much free time may almost be as bad for your health as having too little free time.
I totally can see that.
A research team analyzed figures from over 21,000 U.S. citizens who participated in the American Time Use Survey. The results show that the well-being rose with free time, but only to a point. After about 2 hours of free time, the benefits level off. And after 5 hours of free time, any health benefits actually decline. So 2 hours of free time, would just do whatever you want to do. Like, I make it a point. I take an hour for a nap, and I play an hour of Madden, and then I get back to what I got to get done.
Yeah.
That's my free time.
I'm one of those people that need to take frequent breaks to play games on my phone.
No, that makes sense.
Like 10 to 20 minutes tops because I need to like switch gears and shake the dust off and rejuvenate and then go back.
I agree. That's a very good benefit.
But I do also, I totally understand that because sometimes when I like lay down to treat myself to binge watching something, after a while, I realize I'm just like, I haven't moved.
Right.
In so long.
Right. So maybe you should get up and get doing something.
Yeah.
Scientists and researchers in Germany have accomplished something that most people have never thought of. They've potty trained cows.
For why?
The team has developed a special toilet that cows can walk into called the Moo-Loo.
No.
Yes. And impressively, terrible. They've trained 11 out of the 16 calves to use it over the course of a few weeks. Why would you want to potty train cows? Well, the Moo-Loo is designed to capture the urine and treat it. The team says treating the urine can help reduce greenhouse gas emissions from cows.
Okay. So what are they doing with, like, the poop?
You collect that too. I'm sure they use it. Maybe for like fertilizer and stuff.
Okay. I don't. So do they just walk in?
Into the Moo-Loo.
Or do they have to, like, you know, they walk nudge in. A buzzer with their nose? Yeah. Like, I got to pee. No,
they walk in, they nudge their nose, and that turns the fan on above to take any of the smell away. And then you hit another buzzer and a scented candle is lit.
Oh my God.
And then
just a whole matchbook
right,
is lit.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And finally, if you're looking for a new job or at least a side hustle, Finance Buzz is looking for a horror movie buff brave enough to watch 13 of the scariest movies ever made.
Does it say the list of movies?
Because
I am willing to bet I have already seen them.
Seen all these movies? Okay.
Multiple times.
Here's the movies. Saw, Amityville Horror, A Quiet Place, A Quiet Place 2, Candyman, Insidious, The Blair Witch Project, Sinister, Get Out, The Purge, Halloween 2018, Paranormal Activity, and Annabelle.
I have seen all of those. Okay. And some of them multiple times.
Okay. So if you're willing to watch these 13 films between October 8th and 19th.
I'll already be doing that.
So you should sign up for this.
Okay.
While wearing a Fitbit monitor, recording your heart rate.
Oh, to show how scary they really are.
Right.
Liz, you hear her on weekends now.
Yeah.
Liz and I are going to see the Candyman
reboot
tonight.
Oh, very nice.
For $5 movie Tuesday.
So yeah, financebuzz.com is the site. They'll provide you the Fitbit plus a $1,300 payment and a $50 gift card to any movie rental costs you have.
Oh, my God.
They're hooking you up. I mean, this is an easy get for you and Liz. I've actually seen all these movies, and I'm not scared of these movies.
Okay.
If it was the stupid clown ones.
I'm surprised that It wasn't on it.
Right. How is It not on this list?
These
are all easy movies to watch.
You know what? In fact, I am confident enough in my horror movie knowledge that I would see them that list and raise them ones that are just scary.
Right. Can I suggest better ones for you?
Can I revise this list for you?
Right. So there you go. So we should sign up financebuzz.com for a side gig, a little extra cash for your Halloween.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. That's cake. Even
literally do it with your eyes
closed.
Me.
Our one big thing is one of our favorite things to be a part of. It's putting coats on kids when the weather gets crummy.
Yeah.
And that's what Nebraska weather, it does get crummy pretty quick. So we want to help them out, and you can be a part of helping them out.
With
Operation Warm.
Yeah, we team up every year with the Lincoln Firefighters. And you, of course, you are the reason why this even happens. You're the reason this becomes successful because... just straight up, we need your fundraising dollars. I mean, it's, I think, $20 to $30 for the cost of the coat and distribution and all that stuff in general. So once we get the donation dollars, those get all basically turned into coats for our kids, brand new coats, cool colors. They get to pick them. And then additional businesses also kick in hats and gloves. So then the kids get coats, hats, and gloves for the winter months. Some of these schools, most of the children are on some type of food assistance program or something. So these are primarily schools that are underserved, and we're helping keep kids warm during these winter months. So might not otherwise be able to have a brand new coat or might not be able to afford a new coat. So.
The other day when the temperature actually kind of dipped down a little bit, I happened to be driving to practice and I saw a kid out wearing a lime green one of our coats.
And that's the cool part, though, is like you'll see them online. I'm sure you'll see a picture of them, but you will see them in the right areas of town. And it's just cool to wonder, like, hey, is that from this last year? Or maybe they're lucky enough to still fit into it, right. You know? Or maybe that's handed down to a younger kid in school from years ago. It's very hard to miss these certain types of coats, and it's so heartwarming to see them out in action. So, yeah, if you're feeling kind and you're just feeling a little more generous with your dollars, go to KZKX.com so you can help keep a kid warm.
Yeah, just go search Operation Warm in the search box at kzkx.com to find out more details and to donate and be a part of putting coats on kids this winter. Hopefully you had a good day. We had a pretty good fun day.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, JP makes his guess. We had Danimer dump him. If you missed any of the show, you can catch up on our podcast at kzkx.com like always. Tomorrow we'll be back with Couples Therapy and more. Free tickets to see Kane Brown live on Friday.